You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle, it's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis, because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful grounding retreat, with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind, and you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. We've all scoured the web for last-minute passable gifts, but you rarely find something unique. Gifts worth a thought is as appreciated as the gift, but you will at uncommongoods.com. Often handmade or made in the US, many crafted by independent artists or small businesses. Made in small batches or very rare one-offs that don't break the bank, though the best finds can sell out fast. It's our second year working with Uncommon Goods, and last year I bought a delicate blown glass sphere in an almost spectral green, and since then it's become a legit conversation piece for anyone coming into my home. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Mums, dads, kids, book lovers, football fans, gardeners, you name it, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas you won't find anywhere else. The phrase, the gift that keeps on giving, is rarely true, but with Uncommon Goods, every purchase you make, they give $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off that list. To get your 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the final minisode of season 21. Thank you all for joining me on every minisode we've had so far this season, and of course the minisodes will continue on into season 22. Now, if you have your own personal paranormal experience that you think would suit the show, and it can be of any length at all, please go to the website, thedarkparanormal.com, and click on Submit My Experience, or click the link in the show notes. Because it will find an audience, that's one thing I can guarantee. Be it on a minisode, a main episode, or as part of our Dark Bites program for our Patreons. And speaking of which, this is the last time before the finale on Friday, I get to remind you that this is the perfect time to take advantage of our 1 week trial offer at the highest tier of Patreon, as during the downtime between seasons, which is coming up obviously after the finale, our Patreons still get a new episode each and every Sunday of the year without fail. And that's made up of all of the shorter experiences that we receive. In addition, if you sign up to become a fully fledged member of Patreon between now and Friday, you will have your name read out for the final time that we will be reading Patreon's names on The Dark Paranormal on the finale on Friday. So, if you want to hear your name, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And that, of course, goes for fully fledged members, not trial members. After Friday's finale, which I cannot wait to give you, we take our standard 3 week break, returning on the third week, which will be Halloween itself. However, as you should know by now, the week before, we will be putting out an interview with our new host of our Spanish edition, Oscuridad Paranormal. Her name is Anna, and she's genuinely a wonderful human being with, well, I've teased this previously, but she, let's just say, has a certain ability. One which turned this upcoming interview from a get-to-know-you piece to a jaw-on-the-floor piece. Legitimately. And I will say, if that's an indication of the sort of experiences that we can expect to receive from that culture, then we're all going to be in for a terrifying treat in upcoming seasons as Anna translates her experiences that she's received from her Spanish-speaking audience. And that's the one amazing thing I'm more excited about than anything about this franchise opportunity, is the fact we are opening a door to a myriad of experiences from people who we would have never heard from before. And that is so exciting as someone so deeply invested in this. I can't wait to hear and to share with you wonderful people. Now, without eating up too much time at the start of this minisode, one final announcement is, of course, we all know we're heading into the holiday season, and that does mean one thing for podcasters across the board. The adverts are going to go up, and that's standard. And I completely appreciate how adverts can split the show. I do my best to try and place what I say on either side of an advert to give you a bit of breathing space so you can either skip ahead by just hitting 30 seconds a few times, or you can listen to the adverts, whatever you choose. However, when we come back for season 22, not only are we removing the Patreon names in order to get to the stories quicker, we're also going to introduce a way where you can pay a token fee each month in order just to remove those adverts. It doesn't mean you'll receive the shows earlier or any other perks that our top tiers get, but you will remove those adverts for probably half the price of a single coffee in an outlet somewhere for the full month. As you guys know, I always say this is your show, and a few handpicked people were sent a questionnaire about what they would like to change. And again, as your show, as it's a new season, those changes are being implemented for the better. This will always be your show, and it will always be molded by you, not me. But right now, let's begin this long overdue final minisode, which comes to us from Anastasia, who has written in previously, who writes, "This is Anastasia. I've emailed you a while ago about my paranormal experiences combined with my Russian family history of sensitive individuals. I was in my mid-20s before my mother even shared any of our family's sensitive history. In this message, I wanted to relate to you the major experiences I've had. Use these however you'd like, of course. All at once, break it up, however you believe best for our paranormal community. Also, please forgive me, but I don't have a copy of what I sent originally, so if there's any repetition, I sincerely apologize." This is Kev speaking now. Thank you, Anastasia. And from reading through, I don't recall any of them. I also can't find your initial email because it was from prior to when we made the change about web submissions. So I too need to say, if there is any repetition here, I apologize along with Anastasia. And I love how you say, however you believe is best for our paranormal community, because that's exactly what we are, and I love it. But forgive me, I continue. I was 16 when I knew what I was seeing was not an overactive imagination. It was a specific night after my grandmother had died. Here is a small but necessary backstory. After my grandfather passed, my grandmother could not live alone any longer. My parents sold our home and her home to buy a larger home we could all live in together. My grandma had a bedroom plus a day room that was basically a small apartment. This room was the only room in the house that had a tiny door, as we called it. That tiny door led into a very small, very simple crawl space, a small area behind the wall. On day two after moving in, my grandmother asked my mother to hang an icon above the tiny door, preferably the Mother of God or the Guardian Angel. In brackets, standard practice amongst Orthodox Christians, we place icons of protection above doorways to ensure only good things pass through the doorways and to ward off anything meaning us harm or evil, close brackets. My mother asked why she wanted protection over an inside doorway, something that doesn't lead to the outside. Grandma said, "Something on the other side keeps banging in the middle of the night. It wakes me up, and I don't like it." So we hung an icon of Archangel Michael over the door, and the banging stopped. Fast forward 2 years, and my grandmother died in that very day room of inflammatory breast cancer. Her bedroom was now a guest room, and her day room was basically an extra room for me and my friends to use as a hangout or movie room. I'm now 16, and my best friend is spending the night with me. We're watching movies in the day room, talking about makeup tricks and the latest gossip. Suddenly, there are three deafening bangs from the tiny door. We froze. It was around 1 a.m. in the morning. What would possibly or could possibly be banging? We may be country folk, but last I knew, raccoons and squirrels and field mice didn't shake a house by banging on a door. We both shared quizzical glances, and just as we began to shrug the experience off, bang, bang, bang! We jumped up and yelped. The door began to shake violently within its door jamb, as though something was trying to open the door from the other side. Terrified, my friend and I ran on our rubber limbs toward the door to the hallway. I was wondering why my parents weren't running to see if we were okay. The bangs, the door shaking, our screams. It was all so loud. How or why didn't my parents hear it? As we reached the doorway of my room, my friend looked over her shoulder and immediately grabbed and stopped me. She whispered, "Look, the icon above the tiny doors fell. It's on the floor. You have to put it back. If you don't put it back, whatever's on the other side of that door could come in. Your grandma was right. Something in there wants in here. Put the icon back." I knew she was right. I crossed myself and I ran to place the icon back on the nail above the door. I was terrified. What if that door opened? What if I came face to face with whatever wanted inside my home? My hands sweaty and shaking, I reached out and replaced the icon above the door. I said a silent prayer to Archangel Michael for protection, and then I ran out of that room. After that, not myself nor any of my friends would ever go back into that room. And after that experience, I knew the things I saw, heard, and experienced were not my imagination. They were real. When I was 24, I had a vivid dream about my aunt's mother being in distress. It was strange because I was not particularly close with that side of my family. But the dream left me in hysterical, hyperventilating tears. My ex-husband woke me from sleeping, saying, "You're sobbing? What's wrong?" I immediately went to my mother and said, "Call Great Auntie Mary. Something's wrong." She called and said my aunt was in the process of dying from ovarian cancer. It had happened so fast, the family had not had time to inform us. My aunt died within minutes of our call. I was so sad, so confused, so scared. I asked my mum how I dreamt that. How did it seem so real? How could I know that information from across the country regarding people I didn't even know that well? And it was at this point that my mother shared our family's sensitive nature. Apparently, the women in my family, going back to my great-grandmother, have the ability to reach the beyond, especially in dreams. Not to read fortunes nor predict the future, but to be in tune with the emotions of those presently here. I've only had one other dream that affected me so severely, and that dream is as follows. I was 2 weeks away from marrying my second and current husband. He is my other half, the one God made for me, and we both felt that. Then suddenly one night, I have this vivid dream.
I'm relaxing on our porch in the sun, and the landline phone rings in the house. The ringing stops, and my husband, then fiancé, appears with the phone in his hand, saying, "My dad wants to talk with you." I say, "Oh, okay," and I take the receiver. On the other end, I hear, "Hello, young lady." I respond, "Hello, sir." He says, "I want to know your intentions with my son. What does your ideal future look like?" I respond, "Well, the work, sir. I love him. Marriage, children, loving home, growing old together, grandkids. He is my person, the one God made to complete me." After a brief pause, he says, "I wanted to ask because he's been used before. He deserves to be finally happy." I respond, "I too have been mistreated, and I cannot imagine ever treating your son in a cruel way. I promise to be his partner, and we will face all things as a family." He gave a sigh of relief and says, "Well, that makes me happy. Now hand the phone back to," uses a nickname for my husband. "We're going fishing tomorrow, and I want to make sure our plans are still in place." I then wake up like I did with my previous dream, sobbing, emotional, shaky, and I remembered every detail. One of the reasons I was so emotional is because my father-in-law is dead. I never met him. He died many years before I met my husband, so I was confused as to why I was dreaming about him.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations. My husband and I had not shared our feelings about the paranormal at this point in our relationship. We'd only been dating 4 months, and I'd only met his mother and grandmother once. As I'm sure all your listeners know, telling others you believe in the paranormal can be risky. You may be called crazy, belittled, and dismissed in the future. I had no idea how my soon-to-be husband would react to me telling him I'd had a dream about his father that I believed was an actual communication from the other side, but I knew I had to tell him. The dream just felt like before, vivid, emotional, and I remembered everything. Last time I had this type of dream, my aunt was dying. What if this is something important too? I felt obliged to at least tell him about it. So perhaps 12 hours after I'd had the dream, I gathered my courage and I mentioned it to my husband. I said, I had a crazy dream last night about your dad. He seemed mildly interested, yet still indifferent. Oh yeah, what was your dream? He asked. I recounted the dream to him, and he nodded here and there. As I began to tell him the end of my dream, he accidentally knocked an item off the counter and bent down to pick it up. As he bent over and was out of my sight, I said, "Then your dad said, hand the phone back to, insert nickname. We're going fishing tomorrow, and I want to make sure our plans still stand." My husband fell silent. He stayed bent over, picking up that item for a long time. As he stood, his face was white, eyes wide. He said, "How did you know my dad called me nickname? I've never told you that. My immediate family are the only ones who everyone called me that. How do you know that name?" In shock, I told him again that his dad used the name in my dream. Then my husband says, "And how do you know about the fishing? My dad died of a heart attack in his sleep the night before we were going to go fishing. Why did you say that?" I told him again I heard it in a dream. Thankfully, at this point, my husband hugged me for a very long time, finally asking, "Well, how did my dad sound?" I smiled and told him, "He sounded worried about you, but otherwise peaceful and healthy." Since then, my husband has been non-judgmental and willing to let me share my experiences, and next, I'll tell you about the widow's farmhouse. The widow lives exactly half a mile from my home. She's very kind, a gardener who attends our church, and when she's travelling and visiting family, she asks me to babysit her chickens and garden. She's travelling at least 15 or more times per year, so I chicken/garden babysit quite a lot. I have experience raising both egg layers and meat chickens, plus I tend my own garden, so I don't mind chicken/garden sitting for her. My only problem is with her farmhouse. Something evil lives there, and it doesn't like me. I knew her and her husband when he was alive. He was a deacon in the Orthodox Church, just like my husband. He was always so kind. He never had a negative thing to say. He had this wonderful sense of humour and always found the silver lining to any situation. They both lived in this farmhouse,
grew food, raised chickens, sold eggs, etc. Then he was diagnosed with a severe heart condition, and within a few months he'd passed on. After the funeral, I met with his widow, and she told me that her husband had been seeing dark shadow figures just an hour before his death. He was saying they were trying to tempt him into denying his faith. She began reading prayers from our prayer book, and he immediately calmed, and within minutes was peacefully sleeping, and within moments of her finishing the prayer, he passed calmly. As Orthodox Christians, we know our clergy, our readers, our deacons, our priests, etc., face harsher trials and tribulations at death than the average layman. So I was happy that he passed peacefully. However, after his death, whenever I entered their house, I had some sort of experience. The first time I went in to water her indoor plants. As I was watering, I heard multiple loud thuds from upstairs. Fearing someone had somehow gotten into the house, I called my husband to come and clear the house of these intruders. He came all ready to clear the house, but found nothing. Another time I was simply grabbing egg cartons from right inside the door, and suddenly came a bang, followed by a growl. I panicked, left the cartons, and slammed the door. The next time I was filling a watering can at the kitchen sink. I was listening to a podcast on my phone and wasn't really paying attention to my surroundings. Suddenly I hear a loud bang and I thought the front door had somehow slammed open. Then I hear the sound of scampering animal claws on the hardwood floors thundering behind me. I follow the sound into her pantry just to my right. Nothing was visible, but some of the items in the pantry knocked together. The hair on my arms and neck stood up because something didn't want me there in that house. I left immediately. Next came another dream. I was sorting and wiping down eggs in the widow's house, and suddenly I feel the presence of another person. I turn around, and there's a woman stood next to me. I only saw her from the waist up. She was wearing a very stylish robin's egg blue, fleece half-zip half-pullover sweatshirt. She was looking straight forward, but then turned to me, saying, "You need to go. They don't like you being here." With heavy limbs, I lunged towards the back. As I painstakingly got to the door, I looked back and she was being held back by dark, shadowy figures. Suddenly, I woke up and I wanted to help that woman, even though I had no idea who she was. I still babysit her chickens and garden, but I never go into the house. I know if I have to enter, my prayers can render everything silent, and I can rely on my prayers to keep me safe. However, even if I don't enter the house, I still see things moving, tinkering, rocking, all within the house to try and entice someone into entering. Whatever is in there, whatever was tormenting her husband at his last moments, is still there, waiting for spiritual weakness of the occupant. It's always looking for a way in. I'll leave you with this simple story. Once there were two houses. From the outside, all could see that one house was surrounded by angels, the other surrounded and swarmed by demons. Who lived in these houses? The answer is, the house surrounded by angels is led by evil. The angels are trying to find a way in to change the heart of the house and lead them to God. The house swarmed by demons is a holy house of praying faithful. The demons are trying to find a weak spot to worm their way in, to undermine the belief of the faithful. I know all of our listeners are of different faiths or of no faith at all, and I want you all to know I do not judge anyone in regards to any of your beliefs. But these are my beliefs, and I still wish nothing but the best for all listeners of our show. I have faith that we as a society can disagree about many things,
but still share these common experiences and help each other regardless of our differences. Sincerely, Anastasia. Well, Anastasia, thank you so much for being our final minisode for season 21, and I'm not going to comment on your experiences because I think your final comments at the end of your email are a perfect way to sign off this season's series of minisodes. We are or have become a community. I did not expect it, and I'm certainly amazed by the fact it's happened, but in my opinion, as I've said in recent months, to me this is the safest paranormal community anywhere, online or elsewhere. And if I was not a podcaster, I would still be a paranormal fanatic, and it would be a community I would join. So thank you, Anastasia, for basically confirming that in your final paragraph. And so that wraps up this season's minisodes. Don't forget, if you have an experience of any size, either click the link in the show notes or head over to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. And of course, if you wish to sign up for that free trial or indeed sign up to become a Patreon team member, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But until next season, that's it for our minisodes. Thank you all for joining me. Stay safe and take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.